You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Walking in the Spirit means being led by the Holy Spirit, bearing fruit of the Spirit, and living to please the Spirit. Learn more about this in week 5 of our series, Make Room.
Good evening. We're down to the 5th installment of our current series called Make Room. It is all about the Holy Spirit. Basically, over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about who and what the Holy Spirit does in our life. Why is it such a big deal for us to know more about the Holy Spirit? And just some highlights of what we've discussed over the past couple of weeks. Firstly, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we have to understand that He is God. The Holy Spirit is God. It's not just some force, some random energy out there, some vague being or angel. No, He is God. That being said, He also has a specific role that He does in our lives. He is the Spirit of truth. He guides us into all truth. He does something in our lives. And today, for a 5th installment, we're going to talk about still in the line of the Holy Spirit, and that is on the topic about walking. Different people walk for different reasons. Of course, it's primarily to transport us from point A to point B. But some people walk for exercise. For some of you, you love to take leisurely walks. Medyo masenti, medyo ma-emo, like walking down the beach. Whatever the reasons of walking, we all walk. But today, as we talk about walking, I'm going to talk about a different kind of walking that's still also very important and affects all of us as believers. And that is walking in the Spirit. We're going to talk about walking in the Spirit tonight and why this is important. Why is it such a big deal for us to know ang importante mag-walk in the Spirit? And for that, can you turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 25. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. As I warned you before, but those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. As we talk about the Holy Spirit here today, we're going to look into the book of Galatians, specifically the epistle of Paul to the Galatians. And just a bit of background, Paul wrote this letter to the churches in Galatia. That's an area, many churches were there, and he wrote this to those group of people. And he wrote them with different reasons. One of them talks about the gospel. The people, the church in Galatia, some of them started rejecting, or some of them started forgetting about the gospel. And Paul had to remind them of that. And Paul also had to remind them to walk in the Spirit. For some of us here today, maybe it's our first time to hear about walking in the Spirit or walking by the Spirit. And we're going to learn why it's important for us to do so as we will unpack of the verses. In verse 16, as we jump right to the verses, it says here, but I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. The Greek word for this term, to walk by the Spirit, is the word peripateo, which means to behave in the same manner as someone else. You're going to follow or imitate someone. To imitate, to follow in someone's steps. When we say walk by the Spirit, it doesn't literally mean maglako ka from Spanish heritage to asa nga terminal or asa nga puyo, asa boarding house nimo. That's not what literally walk in the Spirit means. Of course, you can do that as well. But when we say walk in the firstly, it means to be led by the Spirit. To walk by the Spirit means to be led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to learn three things about this. And this is the first one. To be led by the Holy Spirit. In other words, is to allow ourselves to yield to the Holy Spirit's leading and direction in our lives. In fact, the wider use of the word peripatao is used to talk about walking around. Walking around after someone, following someone, or walking around a specific direction. In fact, there's this guy named Aristotle, and this guy had a lot of students, and his students were called peripatetics. It was because they would always walk around with him. Aristotle is this brilliant Greek philosopher and great thinker. He would walk around and his students would walk with him. Kuyog niya, na siya squad kuyog, basically. He would walk around. And that's why when we say to walk by the Spirit, you walk around with someone. And that's the Holy Spirit. We're walking with the Holy Spirit. We're following His leading. We're imitating what He's leading in our lives. Much as those students were following Aristotle, trying to get what they could, ang mga impartation makuha nila, we do the same with the Holy Spirit. We follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Another way to look at this is when you're using the app called Waze. If you go to Manila, if you've ridden a grab car, diba, nasa yung Waze naka-ready to tell them how to get from point A to point B. And it tells them, it leads them, it guides them. And the Holy Spirit does that in our lives. When we walk by the Holy Spirit, we are to follow His leading in our lives. And the big question here is, why? Ano man mo follow ta sa Holy Spirit? Why should we walk with the Holy Spirit? And verse 16 gives us the explanation and the verses after that as well. It says here, "But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Now, what are the desires of the flesh? And ano man, when we walk with the Spirit, we won't gratify them. In verse 17, we get this picture of a certain struggle in us. And maybe, perhaps, we can relate to this. "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do." Ever had that experience? There's something you want to do, but you don't do it. There's something you don't want to do, but you end up doing it. Or there's a struggle between what you should do. We all have that. That's because there's a struggle in us. As we read in verse 17, there's this battle or this war, kumbaga, in us between the desires of our flesh and the desires of the Spirit. Imagine a tug of war. A tug of war, ni birahan ay. One team would have to pull the other team, birahan lang another team para matumba. And that's what's happening in our hearts. The Holy Spirit, when He's leading us, whatever He does in our life, it always goes against the desires of the flesh. Never ang Holy Spirit mo lead us into sin, mo lead us into the same thing the flesh wants. Because what the flesh wants, left on its own, is something sinful. Verse 19 says here, "The works of the flesh are evident." We're gonna learn briefly the works of the flesh. It says here, sexual immorality. Doing sex outside the initial design God intended it to be. Outside the bounds of marriage. Impurity, sensuality, idolatry, loving or worshiping something other than God. Sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissension, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. All of these things are the works of the flesh. They're the things that happens when our flesh becomes unrestrained. If we let our flesh do what it wants, eventually we will commit and do these things. Imagine na lang a dog na nakalwala sa balay ninyo, excited siya makagawas, "Yeah, I'm free." They would run wild, rampant, and all that. The same thing with our flesh. If we let loose and just do what we want, we will do those things. Muna ang results sa works sa flesh. All those things we read, sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, all of those things, and many more like it. And the Bible says we are to follow or to walk with the Holy Spirit so that we will not gratify, so that we will not make these things possible in our lives. In other words, when we walk with the Holy Spirit, when we follow His leading, we don't gratify our flesh. And the good thing is, when we walk with the Holy Spirit, when we let Him lead our lives, it says here, there's going to be a fruit. And it says here, the fruit of the Spirit as a result of walking with the Spirit are the following. It is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Now going back to those lists, we might think that, man, marag wala pa ni sa kuha. I'm not this loving or joyful or kind. Verse 23, gentleness. Maski lamok, di niya kaya pat yun. Gentle kaya siya. And self-control. He can restrain himself. Dili impulsive, like dili impulsive buyer or dili prone to let loose of emotions or anger or something. Self-control. Now, all of these things are the fruit of the Spirit, meaning as believers, we can all have that fruit. It doesn't even say fruits, but fruit meaning kuyog sila. Imagine a fruit mix. Kuyog sa tanan. Meaning as believers, when we follow the Holy Spirit, when we let ourselves walk with the Holy Spirit, we will produce that kind of fruit. And why? Because the goal of Christianity is Christ-likeness. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit is the package of Christ-likeness. How do you know if you're becoming more Christ-like? It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The goal of Christianity, the goal of all that we're doing is for us and for other people to be more Christ-like, to be more like Jesus. To the degree that there's something in us that's not like Jesus, there's something in us that needs to change. In other words, our standard, whether we think, amen, we're becoming better than kung sa ta before, is Jesus. To the degree that there's something in us that needs to change, it has to change. We need to become more Christ-like. If you want to know what does being Jesus look like, magbabuslot ko sa hand na ako, magbabungot ko, yan na ba ang Christ-like? Christ-like is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Being loving, kind, patient, joyful. If we feel like, man, dili pa ko inanaka-joyful, hindi pa ko parang stupad na ako, masingi katawa, masingi isi. Ako, kailangan lang pa before ko mungi smile. If you feel like we're not that loving, not that kind, don't worry, the Holy Spirit is not done with us. Because we will be able to reap that fruit, the final form of that fruit, Christ-likeness, when Christ comes back at the end of it. Second thing I want to share to us, to walk by the Spirit is to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The more we walk with the Holy Spirit, the more we let ourselves be led by the Spirit, we will be able to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. All that stuff we read a while ago, may evidence sa lives natin, that our friends, our family members, they will get to notice nga, men, ano ikaw, grabe ka ka-patient na karon, grabe ka ka-caring karon, medyo mas controlled na nimo emotions karon. If people start sharing that, it's simply because you've let yourself walk with the Holy Spirit. We cannot will ourselves to bear the fruit of the Spirit on our own. We can't force ourselves. It's a fruit, it's a natural outflow. And where do we get that? It's from walking with the Holy Spirit. To walk with the Holy Spirit, to imitate, to follow in His leading. That's how we produce that fruit. We're walking with God. Kaya nga importante yung to walk with the Holy Spirit. It affects the rest of our lives. It's not a one-time thing. It's not pang 1 week lang. Di siya promo nga mo expire. This is a lifetime. And as we do so, we'll produce the fruit. Now in verse 24, it says here, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." Na crucified now. In other words, it's a simple reminder for all of us, church. Na for us believers who belong with Christ, our old nature, old sinful desires, may we be reminded that it has been crucified with Christ on the cross. The next time our flesh tries to wage war and tries to say, "Man, buhato ni, do this and do that," we can say no, because we know that our old self has been crucified. Wala na, dead na to siya. We can all the more let ourselves be led by the Holy Spirit. And in verse 25, it says here, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." What does it mean when we say keep in step? When we say keep in step, it means you're walking with someone with the same tempo or the same intensity kasi mo walk. The same thing with the Holy Spirit. When we walk with the Holy Spirit, we walk in step with the Holy Spirit. We're walking with Him kasi it's not like, "Holy Spirit, bahala na ka, dito ka, dris ako. I'll wait, the next week na ako, mawalk ni mo." No. We walk continually with the Spirit. To walk by the Spirit is to live by the Spirit, is to live with Him. We live with the Holy Spirit. We walk with the Holy Spirit. It's kind of like when I went to Manila one time, na ko'y friend, kapaspas kayo mula ka ako. Kasi when you're into Magete, much slower ang pace when you walk. But when you go to metropolitan places, like Manila, it's much quicker. I remember one time, na 60-year-old, ni giyunhan ko glakaw. Mas paspas pa na ako mawalk. But I was with my friend in Manila, I had to keep in step, walk in step with my friend. Now, I'm not saying abiyan mo sa Holy Spirit, He's not gonna do that to us. But the simple thought here is that when we walk with the Holy Spirit, we walk with Him. We keep in step. Imagine people, friends, walking together. That's what it means to walk with the Holy Spirit. A couple of things before I wrap this up. Walking in the Spirit means being led by the Holy Spirit, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, and living to please the Spirit. When we walk with the Holy Spirit, it's all of those three working together. Think of it, when you're being led by the Spirit, you allow the Spirit to work in your life. And as you do so, you bear the fruit. When you abide, when you stay with the Holy Spirit, you get to bear the fruit of the Spirit. And as you keep on walking with Him, you're living to please the Spirit. You're worshiping the Holy Spirit because He is God. That's why walking with the Spirit is important. It involves a lifetime. It's not something that we can't live without as believers. We walk with the Spirit. And it's important for us to know, because Paul, when he wrote the letter to the Galatians, he was addressing a group of people who were trying to forget the gospel, or forgot the gospel, who were led astray with a different gospel. Because these people were religious. And they were thinking, naman, pwede ako mag-rely sa akong own good works or a different kind of gospel. And I can be good, I can be holy. But here's the thing, we cannot rely on our own good works if we want to live holy lives. If we want to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we can do so apart from walking in the Spirit. That's why Paul strongly told the people in the church of Galatia, walk in the Spirit. And as you do so, you will bear fruit and you will please the Spirit. You will please God. Walk with the Spirit, bear its fruit, and you will please God. It's a simple thing to understand about walking in the Spirit, but that application of it is really important. That's the challenge right there. Every single day that we open our eyes, that we wake up, we have a choice to follow with walking in the Spirit, or we do our own thing, or we gratify the desires of the flesh. And my prayer, church, that we will all the more walk with the Spirit. And as we do so, we will bear fruit in our lives that will be a blessing to other people.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorytumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.